Listen up, yo. Linha Linha Show. Listen up, yo. Linha Linha Show.
Listen, listen up, yo. The Linha Linha Show. Bumabalik every week. Parang yo-yo. Sa office, sa condo, sa FX, sa kanto. Walang pinipili, basta pili-pilipino. Listen, listen up, yo. The Linha Linha Show. Humahalik sa'yo, chick. Parang ex-no. Sa teres, sa banyo, sa kitchen, sa kwarto. Walang pinipili, basta pili-pilipino.
Hi, Moonshine. Hi, Rob. Hi, Sweet. Siguro to start lang this collaboration between two brands, itong Linha Linha and 8-Bit Fiction. No? First time mangyayari to sa show. And siguro to introduce ourselves lang. No? Ito yung lagi kong tinatanong sa guests ng show. No? Anong linya mo? So let's start with Rob siguro. Anong linya mo, Rob?
Okay. I'm Rob Cham. I am a comic book artist, illustrator, art director, and friend. I am currently working as a consultant at Linha Linha. So I am in charge of doing all the posts that you guys see, doing the art side of it, and also doing all the comics, all the shirts, all the product development, and also whatever Kalapohan Ali thinks of. Well, we think of, yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. Sige, go. Sino man, Sweet or Moonshine?
Okay, well, I'm Moonshine and I'm a psychologist and a teacher and a, what else am I, Sweet? Maybe later you'll see more of who I am. Those are, ano?
A guide to life.
Guide to life. It sounds like life coach, eh? I'm not. I'm not a life coach, trademark. But yeah, okay, so that's me. I'm Moonshine. Mostly I'm a psychologist. And lately I've been sleeping a lot. Okay.
I'm Sweet. I'm a business person, I guess. I make everyone money. I make everyone look good. I'm a philanthropist. And I'm so So there.
Yeah. Sige, ako rin siguro, no? Bilang, ano naman to, popost din sa 8-Bit. So, sa mga hindi, maraming hindi nakakilala pa naman. So, ako nga pala si Ali, ang linya ko naman pagsusulat at sana pagpapasaya, no? So, host din itong Linha Linha Show. And hi friends. So ngayon may mga bago akong makikilala. Actually si Sweet lang pala. No. Pero hi guys, kumusta kayo?
Eto na naman to, kumusta kayo?
Okay, no? Wala eh, ganun talaga. Sorry Moonshine, no, ganun talaga. Kumusta? Hindi ko na nga alam mo anong ibig sabihin na niyan ngayon. Pero
Yeah.
I have a theory if like when someone says they're fine, that's what's off right now, given the state of the world, na parang, you're okay, what happened? Why aren't you suffering?
Maybe fine is kind of like a coping mechanism. To say fine is like, you don't want to discuss so deep into like whatever is happening to you because you kind of assume everyone's like going through the, you know, their own version of crazy. So.
But you know, I just want to point that out. Ngayon pa lang, I want to point that out, Rob. That yeah. There's also this guilt this kind of pressure that we're putting on people, na parang, as if it's not okay to be okay right now. Honestly, if you're okay, even if the world's going to, can I curse? If the world's going to shit and you're okay, you know, there's it can be okay. Right? Because if you find a way to be okay in all of this, it's not wrong. Hindi mo kailangan na magdusa or pagdusahin yung sarili mo kung hindi naman talaga yun yung pinagdadaanan mo. That's okay. And I see that a lot and feel that a lot. There will be days when you'll be fine. And it doesn't mean you're rejoicing, you know, like, I'm fine, everybody's not. No.
Oh,
it's okay to be okay. And pero, actually, if, diba?
Pero,
yeah.
should you keep that to yourself? Or can you express it? Kasi kapag ginawa mo rin yan, di ba, sabihin sa'yo, you're insensitive because ang dami nagdurusa.
Which brings us to our topic.
Ganda.
Yeah.
Ganda ng so, entrance. Like,
right now, yes, it's going to shit. Or I mean, it's going crazy. But, you know, you have to make other people feel that it's okay to be okay right now. Like, parang, hindi naman parang nawalan ka ng karapatan maging masaya right now. Pwede pa rin naman yun. Diba? Which is the guilt.
Yeah. Saka parang, honestly, pwede ka naman maging masaya kahit nagdudusa ka. Actually, sobrang importante nun eh. If you can find a way to find happiness even in your suffering, oh man, that's so powerful and that's so important. And I think people forget that. You know, kung masaya ka dahil kumain ka ng chippy, and favorite mo yung chippy, ano masama doon? Diba? As long as it's real and as long as it's expressive of you, eh kung masayaan ka talaga, parang kung ma-offend yung tao sa ganon, yung simpleng natuwa ka lang and masaya ka sa ganon, eh problema na rin yung ma-offend yun, honestly. Kung sa'yo, it's honest, it's real, and it's not in denial of what's happening. I don't see anything wrong with that. I actually think that's very healthy. And I think the world needs more of that.
Yeah.
Kind of owe it to yourself also. And these days, like, you owe it to yourself. Okay, nagkakagulo na nga eh. Hindi mo pa ba alagaan sarili mo in a way that you are honest to how you feel. Diba? So, there. Part of the process.
I feel like there's value then sa... Because I use humor as a coping mechanism because that's what makes it feel like things are normal or going to be okay, that I can laugh at stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think naging challenge din yan or parang we had to huddle lang din as a team yung linya-linya when the pandemic happened. Ano, itong parang... bilang isang humor page, hanggang saan kami pwede magpatawa.
Mm.
Parang ganun yung naiisip namin. But then, ano no, parang nagulat din kami na hindi naman nagagalit yung mga tao sa amin dahil nagpapatawa kami. Mm. In fact, they appreciate itong mga pa-joke namin. Ano. Pero siguro, may way din kasi to tell jokes nang hindi ka nagsistep dun sa line, I think.
Yeah.
Parang, iba rin kasi kapag, iba yung pinagtatawanan mo sa parang pinagkakatuwaan mo na yung, mm-hmm. yung nangyayari. Mm-hmm. So, yun, I think okay maging masaya so long as hindi mo rin minamaliit mm-hmm. yung pinagdadaanan ng iba.
Yeah. Yun sa akin yung pinaka-powerful eh. Na kung kaya mo gawin yun, lalo na sa sarili mong experience. And here, actually, I'm being psychologist right now, and some of the most powerful stuff I've encountered are from people who really experience the worst possible things in life. And I'm talking about that theoretically, like, you know, Viktor Frankl, who was a Holocaust survivor. And I'm also talking about that like literally like my clients who are trauma survivors, like real trauma survivors. Tapos yun sila pa yung kayang mag-joke tungkol sa sarili nila. And parang pag kasi na yung, as in, tawang-tawa talaga ako. There are times like in therapy, tawang-tawa ako kasi parang sobrang sama ng joke nila. Pero tawang-tawa sila, so tawang-tawa ako. And it's so powerful na parang grabe, yun yung point na parang, oh, they really, parang they've overcome. Parang sobrang lakas nila para gawin nila yun. And iba yung tawa na denial eh. Iba yung tawa na masakit. Mm. Diba? So, nahuhuli ko yun. Pero pagka narinig ko yun yung parang, oh, they're really coming from a place of pinagdaanan ko yan. So, kaya ko siyang hawakan ngayon. Kaya ko siyang pagtawanan. And actually, ngayon pa lang parang inaalala ko yung moments na yun. Nakakaiyak. Kasi sobrang ganda na kaya, na kaya nila yun. So, and us, you know, parang in, lahat tayo pangit ang nangyayari talaga ngayon. So, we're all experiencing that in little bits, okay? And yun nga, like you were saying, Rob, like next year, hopefully, we'll be like survive this year, right? So, we'll be survivors. And so, parang we all now hopefully get to learn how to do that. Yung kaya natin tumawa sincerely, compassionately, na parang dahil talagang kaya natin maging masaya pa rin. Kahit na 5 minutes lang. In the midst of all of this. So parang, what a survival skill.
Yeah.
Grabe, ang lakas mo na kung kaya mo gawin yun. So parang, I think, yeah, we shouldn't shoot it down pagka nandyan.
So, I think magandang reminder siya to yourself and to other people, no, na may nakikita kang masaya sila sa ginagawa nila or kunyari nag-IG story lang na nagdidilig or something na yeah. Diba, kung ano bang trip nila, tapos masaya sila doon, doesn't mean na wala silang pakialam sa mundo. No? So, siguro magandang reminder lang din sa atin to be happy for other people din na okay sila. Walang masama.
Kailangan i-acknowledge natin yun right now. Na parang lahat tayo may kanya-kanyang coping mechanisms. Alam nating lahat na parang, you know, it's crazy right now. Alam nating lahat na parang, okay, walang... I think I've mentioned this in our previous podcast. No one prepared us for this. And like, the least we can do is alagaan natin sarili natin. So kung yung pagdidilig na yun, eh, like for a good 15 minutes, feel na feel mo ang pagiging sarili mo, sobrang saya mo na, na parang nga tayo...
Wala. Pwede naman.
Hindi ko na pa yung plans ko today. Alaking bagay nun. Oh. Alam mo yun? Like, the little things that we do in order to still want to live in a time like this, alam mo yun? Siguro yun din. For me, like, people have to go inwards. Siguro kaya mo napupuna yung kasiyahan ng iba kasi nahihirapan kang i-pinpoint kung ano yung makakapagpasaya sa'yo.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's time also to acknowledge na kasing simple ng pagdidilig makakapagpasaya sa'yo.
Yeah. Favorite ko kaya yung mababaw na. Kasi, I mean, sa akin sobrang high level survival skill yung mababaw yung kasiyahan mo. Parang sobrang good yun. Parang kung ang dali mong mapasaya, that's a good trait. Right? Especially, yeah.
Parang viral din yan kapag nakikita kang ibang taong masaya. Parang nakakatawa rin na may nakikitang may natatawa. Diba? So, parang magandang good kind of virus yung ganyan.
Saka hindi yung ano ah. Like, I'm also like ano yung sinasabi na parang good vibes lang. Like, think positive lang. I'm very not that. Like, no. I actually talk about that a lot. Like, during... Because, okay, I also facilitate work as a psychologist. I also facilitate workshops and all of that. And so, meron akong workshop na isa na ang kasama dun sa title ng workshop, it says rational positivity. And I really, we put it there kasi parang we're not talking about forgetting what's happening or na isipin mo lang yung mga positive. No. It's actually about balance. Na parang hindi natin kakalimutan yung mga mahirap natin na pinagdadaanan. Pero, so titingnan natin yun. Diba? We'll try to solve it. We'll try to deal with it. But it was equally wrong to forget the good things.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Parang kung zoom in ka lang sa good, so pakalimutan mo yung bad, that's really bad. That's lying. That's actually that expends so much energy, and that's what a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. Diba? Na parang oh, kalimutan mo na yun, wala nang magagawa. It's not healthy at all. But equally unhealthy is to only look at the negative things and forget the good. Eh? It's equally false. It's a lie too. So what we're trying to do is like no, open it up and look at both. Okay, that way you see a realistic view of the world, you balance yourself out, and honestly, you make better decisions that way. So yun, hindi to good vibes lang. Na parang, yeah, you know, skip the news just to watch dogs on Facebook. Sometimes, skip the news and watch dogs on Facebook. Kung diba, nalulunod ka na doon, eh, dito ka muna. Pero hindi ibig sabihin kalimutan mo yun. Diba? Mm. It's about balance. Yeah. So, I think that's so important.
Hindi mo kailangan nalulunod sarili mo sa positivity to the point of denial of all the bad things that's happening.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to like, okay, alam kong nangyayari tong lahat ng masamang to sa mundo. Pero para alagaan yung sarili ko, kailangan kong i-remind sarili ko na may mga magagandang things to look forward to at the end of the day.
Yeah. And I really tell people na parang it's good if it's specific and present. So, parang ako nagtuturo na kung paano maging mababaw kasi ka. But yeah, right. Make it real, specific, and present. So, just think about today. Like, kunyari, today, what was something today that you are happy about that's real and specific? Hindi world peace. And of course, we want that. But
all like, flowery in there. No?
Yeah. Na parang answered prayers, whatever. But hindi, it's something real. Like, kunyari, ako, nagkaroon ako ng mga an hour and a half na I took a nap today. I love naps. Naps make me happy. Okay. So, yun. Like today, that's what, you know, I guess this commonly known as a gratitude exercise. Mm. Yeah. But make it specific and make it present. Hindi yung, na, ah, I'm so happy for my family. They support me. And, yeah, I know your family supports you, but like, it has to be something real and now and here. Parang that's what makes it, that's what makes that practice so powerful.
Yeah.
What about Alien, Rob? Like, yeah. What's the mababaw? Ano yung mga mababaw na nakapagpasaya sa inyo today?
Yeah. Ako, nap.
Oh. Ako, mababaw. May happy purchase ako yung air fryer. So,
oh my God.
Mababaw ba yun?
Kasi wala lang. Yung mga ganyang purchase lang na. Kasi mag-isa ako ngayon eh. Wala ako sa family ko. So, namimiss ko yung pagkain na luto ng mom ko. Pero ngayon, wala. Hindi ako magaling magluto. Gusto ko kahit paano maging healthy. So, dumating yung air fryer. Nagluto ako ng bacon. So, happy na ako. Like, yung bacon ay ano naman, bigay lang sa akin ng friend ko. So, hindi ako ganun ka karami yung resources ko ngayon para kumain ng bacon. Pero yun, pag nakakapagluto, siguro ako ng maayos. And nadidiligan ko si Jo Marie. Si Jo Marie yung small plant ko dito sa condo. Na ano siya, plant siya from the Linya-Linya office. Tapos, sinave ko siya from starvation dun sa office. Inuwi ko siya dito.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. So, yun.
Yun.
Ikaw, Rob.
I decided to treat myself today where I decided to, like, cook a good meal for myself. Like, oh, show you.
Ooh.
Yeah,
oh. Oh, it's a picture. Okay.
No, I already ate it.
No.
It's a Japanese fried rice.
Okay.
It's like, man, I love Japanese fried rice. Other dumb stuff that made me happy today was eating an apple.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right? Like, na parang gusto ko sana na tanggalin yung lang na diniligan ko lang sa era. Kailangan yun lang. Diniligan ko yung si Jo Marie.
Ang pangit ang tunog. Diniligan ko si Jo
ko.
Ang pangit pala ng tunog nun. Diniligan ko si Jo Marie. Sorry.
Oh, man. That's so nice. See, you're making us all laugh.
Yeah. Ano mas madalas madiligan si Jo Marie? Everyday ko naman dinidiligan.
Oh. Oh, God.
Sobra. Alam mo naman, plants, kailangan.
Ano lang? Every other.
Tama lang.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Kayo ba? Ano? Kayo ba? Meron din ba? Anong pinaka, ano nyo? Anong napapasaya sa inyo?
ongoing chores. Pag nag-mop ako, sobrang feeling ko kompleto yung araw ko. Pag nag-vacuum at nag-mop ako, sobrang feeling ko sobrang achiever ako. Ganyan. Ganun lang. Ganun ka rin eh.
I have noticed.
Yeah, present. You know.
Specific.
Also.
Yeah. I have noticed that, like, keeping your place clean is a sign of how well you're doing, or, like, it's also self-care, where, like, you're making sure that your environment is also clean. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So on days where, like, I'm really sad, my plates pile up and there's garbage bags everywhere.
Nagbabrowse ako ngayon ng mga vacuum sa ano.
Winner!
Patay.
Robot vacuum sa Lazada.
Palink naman, sweet, please.
Vacuum. Sabi nga na yun, parang, ano yun, sabi nga ni Pia, pangalanan ko eh. Wala pa yun siyang pangalan.
Dapat pa meron siyang droid. Parang meron siyang droid sa bahay.
Yung sa bahay.
Oh, wow.
Dapat, sa laking bagay niya. Kasi parang after no, nang poproblemahin ko na lang eh, mag-mop. Piling ko na lang.
Parang pag may ganyan ka, no, parang gusto mong magkalat minsan para lang may work siya.
Para may kakainin siya.
Sulit talaga to, no? Sulit kasi ang dami niyang mop.
Kasi alam na may cats ako. So parang, sige, mag-shed lang kayo dyan. Pag may, you know, someone will take care of it.
I think
ito yung... Roomba.
I think ito yung... Ano yan?
Buy a Roomba, Ali.
Mahal yung Roomba eh.
So, yeah, but it's amazing to watch it in action. My friend has it.
Ano yung Roomba?
Which is yung, like...
Yung robot na yun?
Oo, yun yung Orig, yung Roomba. Pero yung meron si Sweet, yung Xiaomi, mas mura.
Actually.
Yung, alam mo, kagabi ko pa tinitignan yung ano na yun. Kasi ano talaga eh, kinain na ako ng... sistema ng online shopping and yung Xiaomi na yan, Diyos ko, Xiaomi the money talaga. Ubus ko. Yung air fryer ko ay Xiaomi. Ay nako. Anyway, tumitingin din ako ng vacuum na yan. Yung meron sila nung wireless na parang mukhang bottle ng wine. Natetempt ako eh kasi nga, na... Mall, ano lang siya, handy lang na parang tingin ko pag nagzo-zoom ako, imu-mute ko lang tapos mag-aano ako. Habang may nagsasalita. Ayun.
Yan, di ba? Ano parang, right now, how do you feel? Like, just check yourselves right now. How are you feeling?
Feel good. Wala. Ako, happy ako na... naririnig ko na hindi lang pala ako yung ganon. Parang meron din palang mga... Ba't ka natatawa, Rob? Ikaw nga, ano sagot mo?
No, I'm listening. Go on.
Yeah, ako. Masarap sa feeling lang. Na. Nasasabi ko rin siguro yung mga good things na nangyayari sa akin everyday.
Right.
Na hindi nangyayari kapag ka puro Zoom meeting kayo at puro work.
Yeah, diba? So a big part of the practice is acknowledging. Actually, if kasi ginagawa mo to araw-araw, naglilinis ka. Tinidilagan mo si John Marie. you throw out the trash or not. But you know, that's something you do regularly. These are mundane, simple things. But when you acknowledge them, it gives you energy.
Yeah.
Whereas usually, wala lang. It's just under the radar. It's just nothing. But these are little normal things you do.
Yeah.
And if you just spend a moment to acknowledge that it's important, mundane, but important, and it actually makes you happy, that's when it makes you happy. If you don't acknowledge it, it won't. And it'll just be something na wala lang.
Alam nyo guys, ito yung long form na sagot ng ano eh, sa tanong na kumusta. ito yung kapag gusto mo talaga marinig kung kumusta. Ito siya. Bigyan mo ako ng 30 minutes. So, wala lang, parang wala, yun lang.
Yeah. Naka 30 minutes na ba tayo? Oh man.
Yata, I think. Siguro pwede ko ibalik lang to ano, no? Ang ganda lang nung ito yung ano natin, ano, yung kumusta portion natin. Pero siguro gusto ko lang siguro ibalik to bakit ba tayo magkakasama today? No. Bakit may collaboration yung 8-bit and linya-linya? Ano ba to? Yun.
For me personally, it's to remind everyone that maging ikaw. That's the most self-care you can do right now is maging ikaw. And if anything, to be you, you allow others to be themselves. Which goes back to 8-bits. We are who we become ourselves, so you can be you. So like yung kamusta na yon, pag kinamusta ka, sana yung isasagot mo is sobrang ikaw at unapologetic ka.
Mm-hmm.
For me. That's for me.
Ganda.
What about you?
Yeah, yun. Na parang, you know, sorry, kanina pa rin iniisip na parang meron, you know, coming from the guilt, yung guilt na kung saan nagsimula to. There's also the guilt of, you know, the guilt of being okay, the guilt of, or the guilt of knowing you're privileged. Because it's true. And I want to acknowledge that. And it's something actually that Sweet and I talk a lot about in our own episodes. So parang, gusto ko lang sabihin na parang, okay, parang, ito yung bagay na hindi natin talaga kailangan mag-guilty. Like, na lahat tayo, we all have the right. And therefore, we must claim that right and that privilege to be ourselves. And walang bayad yun. Walang bayad. Kailangan mo lang, siguro kailangan mo bigyan ng oras. Okay? Kailangan mo bigyan ng energy kasi kailangan mo move dito and like to know yourself. Pero yun, free yun. Walang, there's no difference kung kaya mo mag-Shopee, online shopping, or not. Kaya mong, kahit, di ba, parang, ang daming examples ng mga tao nga na trauma survivors na kinilala nila yung sarili nila while, you know, they were in the camps. Okay? So, kung sila kaya na lahat, lahat tayo kaya natin, kailangan natin bigyan ng oras at pansin. And I think that's something that we all feel strongly about, like, linya, and 8-bit, and that's what this collaboration is about, is the acknowledgement of that, na parang, this is something that transcends all and is applicable to all. And it is that powerful, like if we can all like find ourselves, especially in these times,
yeah.
then wow, how would the world change if people knew they could, what that could do to them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ako, I think, ano rin eh, parang, both groups, pinagdaanan din yan yung paghahanap ng sarili. No? And siguro, dahil I think nakilala na natin yung mga sarili natin, siguro ito yung way natin of sharing to our communities yung mga natutuhan natin. No? And I think ito yung tumiming din. Eh, no? Parang wala pang pandemic nung inisip natin tong campaign na to and yung collaboration na to. And yun, siguro gusto ko rin yung itanong, Pia, no? Parang sa gulo ng mundo ngayon, ano, at sa gitna ng pandemic, paano mo magagawang maging ikaw?
Mm.
Diba? Parang, well, siguro babalik dun sa guilt nga, ano, na parang, ito ba yung, parang hindi ba mahirap na panahon to maging ako kung...
Yeah.
Hindi ako makagalaw, literally. At ang daming mga kaibigan, family members na, alam ko, may mga kanya-kanyang problema. Paano mo mabibuild yung sarili mo doon? Paano mo makikilala yung sarili mo kung nasa ganitong environment ka?
Yeah. Sobrang ganda ng tanong na yan. And actually, sobrang hirap sagutin. Pero, I think, it's perfect. Now's a perfect time to ask that because it's real. Parang, I'm coming from the idea of self-care is taking care of yourself. Self-care is selfish. Diba? There's this idea na parang to know yourself is a like extra lang yan. Diba? Parang when you're in survival mode, diba, kailangan mo kumain, paano mo kilalanin yung sarili mo kung kailangan mo muna kumain. And really important question. Okay. Paano mo kilalanin yung sarili mo kung kailangan mo alagaan yung tatay mo or yung friends mo? But the way my answer to that is, habang inaalagaan mo yung tatay mo, habang inaalagaan mo yung friends mo, hindi ba it's actually also an opportunity for you to know yourself? Because why are you doing it? Right? What's the purpose?
Mm-hmm.
And if you just ask that little question of, I take care of my friends because, that's a moment where you know yourself. I do this because, and that actually helps you do it. I take care of my father because, that actually helps you do it. It doesn't take away from these actions of survival. I work to feed myself because it comes back to it. So parang it comes back to the root of yung why. And kung wala, yun yung dangerous, kung wala kang why, kung wala kang bakit, yun, dun tayo mawawala. And dun tayo nawala ng pag-asa, dun tayo nawawala ng, you know, we lose strength, we lose motivation. And that's why it's so important, especially now, to have that answer. And so it's not selfish. It's just about, I don't know, like, if there's no that, there's no action. And obviously now's the time for action. Right? So,
can I add to that?
Yeah. Well,
it kind of brings me back to our episode 2 where we talked about self-care. Kaya mo bang maging ilaw kung hindi ikaw? Like, you're not listening to your body if you're not listening to what you need as a person. Naririnig mo ba talaga yung kailangan ng iba?
Mm-hmm.
Kung yung sarili mo hindi mo kayang i-acknowledge yung mga kailangan mo, alam mo ba talaga yung maibibigay mo to others? Yung makakontribute mo para sa kanila? Yung care ba na yun, totoo, if like yung sarili mong, like, hindi mo alam kung paano mo i-care ng sarili mo. So parang, it comes from you. That light does come from you. And for that light to keep, like, to keep shining on others, to be able to take care of others, the first thing you take care of is yourself. You're the tool of taking care of others.
Right. And when you take care of yourself, it gives you more so that you can take care of others. It's like that. Eh? It's wow. Circular. Hindi, and that way, actually, that way, hindi siya mauubos. Pero kung ganun lang, kung ang nangyayari kasi, if you don't have that why, if you don't have that bakit, kung hindi mo kilala kung yung sarili mo at kung bakit ganito yung gusto mo gawin, dun ka, yun yung that will lead to burnout. Diba? And that is where we started, if you remember, Ali. It was about you know, this character needing to find herself because she's always like burnt out. Right? So she needed to go into, you know, through this journey of finding herself. So that and that's something that we all need. Okay? Especially now, especially because times are so hard right now. We need to keep that fire of who we are and therefore why we are doing what we are doing. You have to keep that alive or else we'll just stop or we'll just be robots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For anyone who's curious about the comic, it's available on Linda Linda's Facebook page and website.
Yeah, so meron kaming collab na short story, storybook, Linya-Linya and 8-Bit Fiction. Ang title niya, maikli lang, no? Len-Len in 8-Bit Fiction. Ang kagimbal-gimbal na pagsasanib puwersa ng Linya-Linya at 8-Bit Fiction sa pagsasalaysay ng pakikipagsapalaran ng ating magiting na bidang si Len-Len sa mundo ng mahika ni 8-Bit Fiction. Yan. So yung title pa lang, 3 pages na.
Oh.
Ito mag-gastos.
Jeez.
Mag-gastos sa pahin. Ay,
mismo kagimbal-gimbal.
Oo, kagimbal-gimbal. No? Hindi po ito yung gimbal na ano. Yung pang...
Sige. I also just want to share. Sorry, mahaba talaga ang magsagot.
Go.
But just before you ask that question, I drew a card, and this is the R. I'm pulling it out to our side of the universe. So the question was, Moonrise Kingdom naman tayo. The question was, paano mo magagawa itong, you know, at bakit? Parang bakit importante itong yung knowing yourself, pagkilala sa sarili sa panahon na to na parang it's about survival, it's about, you know, ano yung kakainin ko, saan ako magtatrabaho. Okay. And this is a card I got. Okay. It's 8 of Vessels. So for tarot readers out there, this is 8 of Cups. And in my deck, this is called rebirth. Okay. To be born again. And I think, oh man, it's so powerful. but I think what's happening right now is the structures of the world are just like falling down, and we're all lost. And that's why we're all having such a hard time. But beyond the silver lining, I think, diba, parang truth is, we don't like how the world's structures work. Okay? Does anybody here? Dami nating pwedeng punahin, pwedeng sabihin na mali, mali to, mali yan. Mali yung ganito, mali yung ganyan. And now, actually, what's happening is, it's really hard. It's really hard what's happening right now. But also, look, if things are breaking down around you, including yourself, and so maybe I speak to you, I speak to the people listening who are going through really tough personal times too. Remember that things sometimes need to break down before they are built up. And think of it this way. Now you can put in time and work and energy into the building up. And now's the perfect time to do it. Right? To me, that's beyond the silver lining. That's like, woo, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get to know ourselves and build from that, so that whatever we build will be that new thing that we want. Mm. Right? And that's this card. It's a time for rebirth. Yeah. And that's why it's so important to know yourself and to get to know yourself.
Boom!
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Kailangan. May line niya kami na similar to that. Parang may nalilikha sa pagkawasak. Parang ganun.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And
yeah, but wasn't that pertaining to like drinking too much?
Interpretation,
Rob.
Death comes in many ways, including drinking too much. But may malilikha.
Well, pero gusto ko lang yung sinabi ni Mushay na parang maganda rin na tignan yung nangyayari, hindi as parang wala na eh, ito na lang eh, ano pang magagawa, di ba? Pero tignan siya as bago talaga. I mean, parang opportunity siya na hindi lang, no? Parang na pwedeng may mapulot talaga tayo na bago dito, hindi lang parang ito na lang yung meron eh. 'Di ba? Parang hindi ganoon. Magkaiba 'yon sa tinitingnan mo siya as something or niya rebirth na may mabubuhay na bago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
lang siya, hindi na lang siya ano na. It's more of like ano pa?
Ano pa?
Yun.
Yeah.
Ano na? Like, ano pa?
And I know, ang hirap nun, eh, diba? Ang hirap nun kasi hindi talaga maganda yung nangyayari. Pero kung magawa natin, makita yun. Lakas, diba? So.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah. And I think, yun, ang swerte lang na ang daming yung mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon. Na I think may similar experience din sa atin, no? No, I think napipick up din nila yung napag-uusapan. So,
yeah. Nanginig ako, guys.
Parang ako.
Okay.
Ako munang huminga. Parang,
Mabigat.
No, it's just it's exciting and like.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. Sarap knowing na may bago na darating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Parang naiba talaga lahat eh, no? Parang naiba yung parang lumiko talaga tas may panibagong road talaga na hindi natin alam kung saan papunta. Pero yun, again, bago siya. Maganda rin ang bago. Kung ano man yung bagong yun.
Right.
And,
hindi siya kailangan nakakatakot. Although it is.
It is.
May nakagisnan tayong parang ito yung formula to life.
Yeah.
Pero pwede rin namang, tapos pag na-realize mo na itong formula na to, hindi pala ako masaya. Baguhin mo yung formula mo. Baguhin mo yung kung anong sa tingin mo na kailangan mong baguhin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hindi lang yung buong society yung nag-breakdown right now. Hindi tayo. Parang bagong kilala ulit natin sarili natin in a way.
Yeah. May question ulit ako, ano?
Okay.
Moonshine. Posible bang, ano, makapagpasaya ka ng iba kung ikaw mismo hindi ka masaya?
Ooh.
Hindi personal question to, ha? Ano to? It's for everyone. Para to sa mga nakikinig.
Oh. Can I answer that?
Okay, go.
Paano mo alam na napapasaya mo yung iba kung ikaw mismo hindi mo alam kung ano yung masaya sa sarili mo?
Yeah.
Like, is
paano, that... paano kung nakikita ko lang na literal na tumatawa sila? Oh, parang, okay, ito na yung nakasanayan kong gawin. And I'll do this over and over again. Dahil okay. Natutuwa sila doon.
Alright.
Pero, hindi ko na alam eh. Siguro, posibleng masaya ako noon dito, pero... Masaya pa nga ba ako dito?
Yeah. Gets. Dito, kasi yung pag sinabi natin, hala, ito na, filo na to. Ano ba ibig sabihin ng saya?
Yan.
And sa akin, iba yung malalim na saya. Diba? Iba yung totoo na saya. Iba yun dun sa parang, haha, honestly, like, personally, the moments na nafifeel, like, the moments in my life na I remember na nararamdaman ko yung sarili kong tumawa, na parang wala ako dun, nararamdaman ko yung katawan ko tumatawa, pero hindi ko siya maramdaman, yun yung parang, oh, wow. Yeah. Bad. and so I'm coming from that experience where I know what it means to laugh and it's empty. Mababaw. Mababaw lang. And I guess hindi yun yung sinasabi ko kanina na mababaw yung kasiyahan. Madali. I guess, I meant madali kang mapasaya. Right? Hindi mababaw. Kasi yung mababaw na kasiyahan, hindi talaga siya masaya. Actually, diba? Parang, it's like a tick, what you're trying to describe, Ali. It's just a thing you do, and it produces this reaction. It's not really an action. It's more like a tick. It's more like a muscle spasm. And so, I guess, kung yun yung nararamdaman mo na lang, yun lang yung saya na kaya. Eh, di ibig sabihin nun, hindi ka masaya talaga. Right? And so, kung yun lang yung action na ginagawa mo, eh de, actually, para lang siyang, para ka lang umuubo. Ubo lang siya. Or like, and so, for the other person, if the other person sees that, paano siya talaga masapap pasaya? Diba? Even if it's funny, okay? Even if it's endearing, even if it's, whatever, nostalgic. It's empty because all it is a tick. So, I guess my answer is pwedeng napapatawa mo siya. O sige, hindi ikaw. Hypothetical. Hypothetical. Pwedeng napapatawa mo sila. And may, and hindi ko naman sinasabi na walang kwenta yon. May kwenta naman yon talaga. Pero iba. Iba yung saya na dala ng kung ikaw mismo. Okay, kung ikaw mismo naramdaman mo. Kung totoo yon para sa'yo. Magiging iba yon para sa doon sa taong gusto mong pasiyahin. Diba? Nararamdaman yun eh.
Ganda nun ah. Magkaiba yung ano, no, napapatawa sa napapasaya.
Diba?
Yung pwedeng masaya yung bibig mo pero malungkot yung dibdib mo.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, nag-gami na ako. Magawa na ako ng entry sa isip.
Tutuloy pa ba natin to? Parang ano, parang medyo na.
Dami na, parang naging ano na.
Na over and all.
Sige, sweet, you were saying?
This kind of goes back to how like the energy is circular. Like, hanggang saang point mo sila mapapasaya? Hanggang gaano karami yung maibibigay mong saya? Kung wala kang parang self-sustaining na saya?
Yeah.
Diba? So parang, it is possible na may mapapasaya ka. Pero you're giving yourself, you're giving an emotion. So it's kind of your responsibility to replenish that.
Okay. Diba? Saka yun, mauubos din, tapos ano, wala na.
Kailangan may bumabalik. No?
Yes. Circular. Ay, nako, ito yung mga ka-CO 131.
Oh.
The circular. Love is circular. No, that's where I learned it. I live that. And I think it's real. That's really how it should be.
You get back what you put out in the universe.
Yeah. So it should be like that. Or else it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So how do you expect to be happy if you can't make others happy? Maybe your happiness is making other people happy. And then you just perpetuate that cycle and you can always be happy forever.
Yeah.
Maging ilaw.
Oh. Ilaw, maging ikaw. Boom!
Oh, yeah.
Sa pagdidilig ko kay, ano, sa pagdidilig ko kay Joe Marie, binibigyan niya ako ng fresh
air. Binibigyan mo siya ng buhay, binibigyan ka na ng saya.
Thank you, Joe Marie, kung nakikinig ka.
Salamat, Joe Marie.
Thank you, John Marie, for making Ali happy.
Ay.
John Marie. Why did you call your plant John Marie?
Hindi ko alam. Wala. Yun lang yung una ko naisip. John
Marie. Alright. Okay. It felt right. Okay. Ako may parang, she was my yaya from before or parang long lost cousin.
Daw galing si John Marie na pangalan.
Yeah.
Oh, saan ba galing yun?
From your happiness.
Yeah. Paano, eto, may isa pa akong question. Uy, baka may question din kayo, Sweet and Rob, ha? Or ikaw mismo, Moonshine. Pero, napapa-consult ako eh, no? Para, what if by being yourself, no, nakakasakit ka ng iba? No?
Okay.
Meron kang,
I like this question.
Meron kang gusto, no, na ayaw nung iba.
Yeah. Here. This is where, ano, I really think that, you know, there's a line. It's my favorite line, actually, that I've ever written. Because I think it's so powerful and it's so true. And people can learn so much from it. I keep learning so much from it. It's this. Love will hurt, but it should not harm. Okay? Hurt or pain is really part of life. It's, and, you know, like, we know that. Like, physically, we know that there are things called growing pains or birthing pains. Pain is part of life, and to grow, like, you know those times when you are an adolescent, that parang because your bones are like stretching, it's a painful time. Or when you first felt your feelings, you know, when you were maybe 13, 14, 15, and it's so emotional, it's so painful. That's part of life. It's really part of this whole process. So growth can be painful. But it's good for you. It's good for you. So maybe that way, there's that we shouldn't be afraid of so much, and we shouldn't reject. But harm something else. Harm is destruction. Harm is, you know, yung sinisira mo yung isang bagay. And sometimes, ala, okay, anyway, we'll wait for Sweet to come back in a bit. And sometimes, what happens is, we're faced with a question. Okay, do I become myself and hurt this person? Or do I become less myself and harm myself? Okay. Kasi parang if you become less yourself, you are destroying a part of yourself. That's harm. You shouldn't do that. But if in becoming yourself, it may mean that it hurts someone, maybe that's just part of growth. I'm not saying go hurt people. That's not what I'm saying. But sometimes that's part of it. Okay. Maybe that the hurt that it will give someone means that's a part of their life that they should grow or change. Okay. Or to allow you to grow and change. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. In fact, it's just part of life. And the faster we see that, we see it that way, that it's just, okay, this is just growing. Okay. And so when I talk to couples, I say, fighting is normal. You just have to learn to fight well, to do the good fighting, not the bad fighting. To allow the hurt to be there, because hurt is always going to be there. If there's any progression or any growth, there will be hurt. Just don't do the harmful stuff where you destroy each other or you destroy like the relationship. That's what we want to manage. And so I guess the trick is to know the difference. When is it hurt and when is it harm? So yeah, we try our best not to harm. No, not try. We really should not harm people. Yeah. But hurt sometimes is necessary, and therefore we shouldn't be afraid of it. First, try your best to be careful. But yeah.
Grabe yung ano. Love will hurt, but it should not harm. Wow.
Yeah.
Ay, grabe. Kailangan ng every answer ni Moonshine, kailangan kong huminga ulit.
Yeah.
Ikaw, anong pumatakbo sa isip mo?
Yan, like, when I was thinking about what Moonshine was saying about when you grow, like growing pains and stuff like that, like, I was just thinking about, meron naman parang exceptions dun na parang growing is sometimes like wisdom teeth na parang hassle shit.
Yeah.
No, it's a part of growing up. But I'm like, I hate. Okay, sorry. I just had like recent wisdom teeth like surgery. So like, I was like, nah, not all growth is good. I hate that I have wisdom teeth. Sorry. But yeah, most of it is, I agree with that. Yeah. It's like, it's that adventure time quote. Nah. What's this? Mistakes is a part of growing up, and we never really stop growing. Yeah, it's from this Walnut Prince, a Peanut Prince. Yeah. Sorry, I love Adventure Time. It's like big inspiration. Yeah. Hi, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
So, minsan magkakamali ka, minsan makakasakit ka, pero parte yun. No? And siguro mas nandun sa paano mo i-handle yung nangyari and paano mo tinitingnan yun. No, kung nakasakit ka nga, kailangan mo nga ma-assess kung hurt ba yun or harm.
Yeah.
Sa sarili mo man or sa ibang tao.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, Rob? Ano yan?
Oh, yeah. You can edit this out of the stream or the podcast, but like, so he's asking to be let in again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ay, oh nga, no.
Yeah,
sorry. Message ko.
Sorry. Kasi
yung screen ko, hindi
kita. Ah, full screen.
Okay, she's back.
Okay, cool. There.
Sorry.
Sorry. Hindi ko na-admit agad. Sorry.
Yeah. Bigat naman, tama na. Ayoko lang.
Oo nga, grabe. Sorry. Ikaw naman. Sorry sa mga tanong mo. Ano lang yan?
Hindi, pero important. Favorite ko rin yung mga ganun tanong.
Yeah.
So like, what would be the small indications na masaya ka? Like, paano, yung how to acknowledge na masaya ka. Para like in the moment, alam mo na, oh, okay, masaya ako.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sige. Yeah.
Ganda lang.
Okay, ito. Ngayon, masaya ako right now. Masaya ba kayo right now? In little ways.
Yeah.
Right, sige. So, let's do it. One way to do it is like, okay, usually, diba, parang, pag masaya tayo, parang hindi natin pinapansin. What does that mean? How do we actually feel saya? So, an exercise I do with my clients that I really practice myself. Actually, no, all the things naman I do, I practice myself. Poklito ko naman ako hindi, diba? Is this. It's called body awareness. So, if right now you're happy, what does it mean to be happy? And how do you feel it physically? Right? So, me, happiness to me feels like lightness. Like, it's like, actually my breath is kind of short. Because like, oh, so excited. Okay? And that's what it feels like. So this shortness of breath. And it's this like, I feel like my cheeks are a little bit tight. Because they're like, excited. Oh, there. It feels like this. Like my fists are like, nagigigil. Okay? And where, what does that feel like? Okay, tightness in my arms. Tightness. Or the raising of my shoulders. The of my cheeks. Okay? This is what happiness feels like. And so the next time I feel it, I'm happy. I pay attention to these little things. Yeah. Well, what about you guys? What does happiness feel like to you?
For me, it's like, I'm kind of a workaholic. So like I do a lot of stuff every day, most of the time. So like happiness for me is like getting stuff done. I know like at the end of the day, at least I can be proud of myself. But other times where I feel happiness is from small things. The most happy I feel is when I get to talk to people. Like that's.
And what does that feel like physically? If you look for markers in your body, what does that feel like?
Relaxed, like contentment, like yeah, like usually when I'm unhappy, everything kind of feels tense, or like my body doesn't feel like it's operating at 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. Whereas where like I'm happy, it's like there's a lightness to how I feel physically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy right now. Yeah. I feel got stuff good. Done. Yeah.
It's like the lightness of being. Dito na naman ako sa being.
Yeah.
Lightness of being. I'm not overthinking anything. I'm actually calm as hell. Like, I don't question what I'm doing right now. Also, efficiency makes me happy.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe efficiency yes. makes you feel that lightness.
Makes me so happy.
Lightness.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Ali?
Just to me.
Yeah.
Like it's like sobrang relief. Parang natanggalan ng tinik. Ganyan.
Ako parang overwhelmed eh. Parang may bumubuhos na something sa dibdib ko. Kapag happy ako. Tapos parang minsan gusto kong humiga sa floor. Ganun siya. Na parang, oh God. Parang, paano nangyari to? Parang ganun. Ewan ko, ini-imagine ko lang kasi kung yung pinaka, lately siguro yung pinaka naging happy ako na interview si Ebe Dancel na tapos kung ano kumakanta na siya, parang oh my God, ako lang to ha, ako lang tsaka si Ebe tapos kumakanta siya. Anong, si in-observe ko rin, anong nangyayari?
Kumakantaan ka ni Ebe.
Oo, parang kay Janoy din naman ganun, naramdaman ko, parang, oh, ano ba to? Parang, nakanood ko lang nung concert niya na 3,000 tao. O sa Metro Walk, di ba? Were you there?
Final concert niya.
Oh, di ba? Yung bago.
Ito lang bigla.
Oh, di ba? Bago pa mag-lockdown yun.
Yeah. Parang, right before also.
Yeah. Parang papunta na dun. So, nung time na yon overwhelmed na nga ako eh. Na ang daming tao doon. Tapos ngayon, nag-one-on-one pa kami. Parang, sana walang video or in-off ko yung video para talaga nakahiga na lang ako. Ano nangyayari? Parang ganun. Ako, ganun.
I feel like that's a benefit of dating musicians, mga private concerts.
I don't want to go there. Let's not go there.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying, like, he has experienced this narrow experience that only their lovers have seen. So parang, shit, jealous ako kay Ali. I want Ebe to serenade me then, you know? Sorry.
Parang may ibang kinanggagalingan, Rob.
No, I'm just...
Although, if you need to acknowledge that pain, it's okay. Just don't forget this.
It's fine. I've experienced that kind of thing. It's okay, I'm not getting to it. It's great.
So, well, ako, first time ko lang din narinig na, ano, no, yung observe mo yung nangyayari sa katawan mo when you're happy.
Nararamdaman mo siya.
Oh, and siguro may dito mo yung pattern na yun.
Feelings are not
imaginary or
yeah, you feel it. It's physical. You feel it in your body. So, yeah.
Ganda.
Napakaganda. Nakalimutan natin i-introduce kung each other's brand.
Oh my, ganun kaganda.
Siya, diba? Yeah.
Inano ko pa naman, nilist down ko pa naman. Alam mo, meron talaga akong outline sa ala kasi. Pero,
Take notes pa ako eh.
Ang dami kong notes, parang nandun na tayo agad sa dulo. Pero kasi ang ganda lang nung take-off natin, na kumusta. Tapos natural din yung punta niya dun sa tanong na yun eh.
Gusto ko yung kumusta. I'm sorry that you like
this. Oo, di ba? Di ba? Kaya okay na yun, yung sa brand. Ano na lang, puntahan nyo na lang yung mga website namin.
Dito nila tayo makikilala.
Yun.
Sa ating pag-uusap lang.
Hindi natin kailangan yung pakilala. Ito na yun.
Yun.
Oh, ito yung mahabang sagot sa kamusta. At yun. Sino ka ba?
Ganda. Ito yung isang mahabang sagot sa kamusta. At sino ka nga ba?
Napakagandang sagot, though.
Yeah.
So next time na ano, kasi pagka nandito sa condo, minsan pag dumadaan ako sa lobby, kinukumusta ako ni kuya, no, nung guard. So pag next time na kumustahin niya ako, siguro upo ako, tas kuya, mamaya mo na anin yung mga nagtatanong sa'yo. Lika, sagutin kita. Ito yung, ito yung kumusta. Ito yung na-record na ako actually.
And
Huwag naman din niya. Pero, well, yun niya. I think, kailangan to, you know, yung long version nung
kumusta. Nakapuntahan.
Oo, kasi everyday tayo nag, how are you, kumusta, tas, ang generic din ang mga sagot eh. Meron nga kaming meme dati dyan eh, na parang, so, kumusta ka naman bukod sa okay lang. Parang ganun. Kumusta ka naman bukod sa okay lang. Kasi yung standard natin.
Alam ko yung dalawang cows, tapos kamusta ka.
Sa'yo yata yun, Rob, hindi sa linya-linya yun. Sa'yo lang yun, sa ano mo lang yun, sa Twitter.
Yeah, hindi. Kamusta. Sorry.
stretch natin. Then siguro ito na rin yung time to, ano, no, to introduce, siguro by the time we post this, ano na rin, na nalabas na natin yung campaign natin na maging ilaw, maging ikaw. And ito na nga yung collaboration ng dalawang brands na to. And meron tayong shirt, no? Meron tayong shirt na nilabas na available sa linya-linya.ph. And siguro, ano lang, kwento lang natin na mabilis yung naging process nito, Rob. Dahil maganda yung naging parang palitan ng two brands to come up with this shirt.
Yeah. So I work as an artist for Linya Linya, and since I joined, like, we were able to explore more of building on how to communicate, like, our message through different characters that we feel like are emblematic of Filipino culture. Like, that's why I was brought in, that they wanted to grow as a brand. And then, yeah, and like, eventually they took on their life of their own. And then we already see them as like, when we write a line, we assign it to, ah, this is something Shirley would say, or this is something Lin-Lin would say. And then when we talk with 8-Bit, like, you guys have your own characters and personas in Moonshine, in
Sunshine and Star Baby.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, we had that idea of, like, we wanted to work together. So we thought, hey, let's try to make a comic together, because, like, we never really tried that. So, like, everyone brought in, like, their own expertise. Like, Ali and Sunshine wrote the story together, and then I translated it, like, how do I make the characters interact with one another? And then I just drew the characters, and then we left it to Sunshine to do the backgrounds and all the other characters and effects, so that it was a collaboration, like a marriage of all our, like, art styles and ideas and philosophies. And eventually, like, yeah, and we posted online, and the reception was good, where people were excited and happy, and then they got to know 8-Bit, they got to know Linea, and then we got to talk about how we felt about what it means to be a good person. Yeah, so I was really like, man, I'm happy I made a graphic novel for work. Like, yeah, I got paid for this. Yes. But yeah, and then we wanted to keep doing stuff with 8-Bit, where, like, we wanted to join in on whatever they were making. They wanted to join us. So we thought, all right, let's make a shirt together. Like, we discovered through collaborating that our main message was, you have to know yourself, and then maging ilaw, maging ikaw. And then we put that as on a shirt. And then the pandemic happened, and we didn't get to release it around that time, that, you know, the momentum was shot. But then, yun din, parang, oddly enough, it's like a message that is important right now.
Yeah.
So, in a way, like, I hope people are still reading the stories, and hopefully they get to read this story after. But also, like, it's all just in the shirt, where, like, we took the line, I gave Sunshine some art, and then they built around it. And then I wish we had a graphic, so if you could see it.
Maybe we can put it, like,
maybe your background for this crossover.
Yeah, actually, it's a marriage of.
I'll use it na lang din sa ano, dun sa podcast na art nito, para makita nila.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you see, like, this whole collaboration, this is the thing we've been describing since Ali asked, how do you become yourself in all of this, diba? Parang, look, we have two people, two groups, just finding themselves as they interact. Okay. Finding yourself is not just a thing you do by yourself. Of course, that's a part of it. But you can also find yourself in interactions with other people. And that's a big part of it, actually. It's nice that this little project grew into this thing. And it's like, it's an example of what we want. It's an example of the exact message that we're trying to put out there. And, I mean, just to kind of, like, make it full circle. In this pandemic, what it's done to us is it's really isolated us. Okay? It's cut us off from so many things, cut us off from each other. But what's wonderful is, at the same time, it's also, hopefully, if we do it right, I think it can also bring us closer. And I'll just bring it back to this. Rebuilding yourself, is one thing, but none of us are really isolated, and we can't build the world. We can't rebuild the world just by ourselves. So rebuilding those connections and reaching out to each other, that's how we make change in the world. And this is—it's almost like, it's the perfect time to do that, right? it's a perfect time because now you have to reach out to connect. There's no parang mindless na nagkadaan lang kayo, ganun, ay mag-uusap. Hindi. Now you have to be purposeful about it. Now you have to actually think of calling a person to talk to a person. Mm. Right? And so, that's great because it means that it'll mean so much more. And the people we reach out to, it's so much more purposeful and it'll mean so much more. And this way, even our relationships change and we can change it into the things we want it to be. Right? So that's part, I guess that's part of the rebirth. Not just us as individuals, but how we connect to each other. And that's, to me, that's like more, again, more than a silver lining. That's like a nice.
The rest of the lining.
Yeah.
A golden lining.
Well, yeah, every cloud is silver lining. So I guess that's not just a silver lining. That's the whole damn cloud. Yeah. Is that right?
It's all rainbow corona, yeah.
Oh God!
Yeah. Ito yung dinedescribe kong feeling kanina ng happiness. Mm-hmm. Parang overwhelmed na ako ng konti. Yeah. Kilig na. Ay nawo. Didiligan ko si Jo Marie mamaya.
Okay.
That sounds so wrong.
It's my favorite.
Kasi mag-circle ulit, mag-circle ulit, di ba?
Yeah.
So makakahita ko na maganda. And I think ang gandang way to end na nung ano natin, nung episode and nung, you know, from both ends, no? And with that, gusto kong magpasalamat sa 8-bit fiction, no? Kay Moonshine, kay Sweet, and to your entire team. Hindi lang dahil dito sa episode na to, pero for allowing us to collaborate with you guys. And we really admire your work. And ngayon na nakikilala pa namin kayo isa-isa, mas lalo kaming sumasaya. No? And I think lahat ng nakikinig ngayon, nakangiti rin sila at nararamdaman nila ngayon yung description ng happiness sa katawan nila. No? So, tandaan nyo yung feeling na yan. Yun lang. Kaya, ayun. Kayo guys. No, wala na ako.
Okay lang maging masaya. Okay lang. Okay lang yan.
Yeah.
No guilt. Embrace it. Be you. This is clap.
Quiet pa. Quiet lang.
Happy thought.
So yun. I think we can end it with that, no? And siguro, huling ano na lang, no? Promotions na lang ng ilang mga kinagawa namin as para may follow-through din kayo after listening to this episode. Sana bisitahin niyo yung linyalinya.ph at nandun yung collaboration ng collab shirt ng 8-bit at linyalinya. Maging ilaw, maging ikaw. Check niyo yung mga social media pages namin. And meron pa kaming two other podcasts, no? Yung Wake Up with Jim and Sab, tsaka Finding Happy with Happy Dad. And yung 8-bit, ano rin, ano, 8-bit, 8bitfiction.com, tama ba guys? 8bitfiction.com. Siguro Sweet, ikaw na for 8-bit.
8bitfiction.com, at 8bitfiction on Twitter and on Instagram. We're also on Facebook. Check out youtube.com/8bitfiction where we just like tell that like this. And
yeah, you can write to me at letters@8bitfiction.com. If you have questions like that, obviously like answering them. yeah.
Any questions, you know,
yes.
DMs or DMs.
Yeah.
PS letter. Moonshine's letter, sorry. Moonshine's letters. Join our forum at 8bitfiction.com. We're also on Spotify. Also cop that shirt.
Yeah. Go, let's go. Yun, pampasaya. And I think yun nga, maraming questions na nagpa-pop siguro sa isip nila habang nakikinig. So send yo lang sa amin and we'll find a way to answer yung questions yun. And sana hindi ito yung last time kasi sobrang nag-enjoy ako.
Yeah, me too.
Me too, yeah.
Yay! All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Until next time.
Crossover episode.
Yes.
Listen up, yo. Linea Linea Show. Listen up, yo. Linea Linea Show.
Listen, listen up, yo. The Linea Linea Show. Bumabalik every week. Parang yo-yo. So off.